Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Last week, the Green Party issued a statement calling on the government to drop the regulatory standards bill after the bill went through hearings at the Select Committee, with only 19 out of the total 208 submissions heard supporting the bill. This week, the government confirmed their plan to re-establish 10 polytechnics that had been merged into Te Pukenga under the previous Labour government as part of the government's plan to gradually disestablish the wider institution. And the Green Party recently announced that they would not be standing any candidates of their own in the Tāmaki Makaurau by-election, which are happening in September this year. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March to get the party's takes on all of these issues. What do you think the response to this bill through submission says about the bill and the next steps that should be taken?
People from all walks of life have come out rejecting David Seymour's neoliberal inequality increasing political agenda that is basically entrenched in the regulatory standards bill that we're now scrutinizing. And this should be a wake-up call for the government to drop the bill and listen to people and the communities from all walks of life who have said no to more trickle-down economics that have only increased poverty and inequality.
How likely is it that the Select Committee will recommend that the House drops the regulatory standards bill based on the submissions they've received?
Well, I am certain that the opposition parties will be calling on the bill to be dropped, and now the onus falls on the government parties to use their common sense and do the same. But again, Christopher Luxon seems to be quite happy to let David Seymour do the dirty work of pushing a neoliberal agenda only for him to then basically support it in the background. We've got to remember that under this government's watch, homelessness is on the rise, unaffordability is on the rise, and this bill will entrench those very same principles that allow for inequality to increase, and Luxon needs to show leadership and put this bill in the bin.
Speaking of David Seymour, Seymour has previously said that the majority of submissions opposing the bill don't reflect public opinion, even going as far as saying that 99.5% of opposing submissions were generated by bots. He later clarified to RNZ that he meant online campaigns that generated non-representative samples. How would you respond to that?
I think he's just full of it. Like, the reality is that when it's convenient for him, he'll amplify the voices of matters, and when it's not, he won't. The truth is that we have seen a group of people from all walks of life engaging in this process. Online guides can help people who have busy lives engage with these processes in a much easier way. And I think to dismiss, as he has done, whether it's, for example, the everyday person working in hospitality to academics who have worked their whole life on issues in relationship to public law, David Seymour is just basically dismissing everyone and anyone who disagrees with him. And I think that shows that he's scared about the fact that the majority of people across the country don't want his trickle-down inequality-increasing politics.
What steps will the Green Party take to push back if the House doesn't drop the bill?
We're committing to repealing this bill as soon as we get into government. But beyond that, what we are committing to is also building an economy that works for everyone. It's not just good enough to repeal what the government has done. We need not just to change the government, but actually have a government of change.
Moving on to the next topic, the government recently confirmed their plans to re-establish 10 polytechnics that had been merged into Te Pukenga under the previous Labour government. The move would return the polytechnics regional governance and is part of the government's plan to gradually disestablish Te Pukenga. What was the Green Party's reaction to the government's re-establishment of those 10 polytechnics?
Look, the truth is that there hasn't been adequate engagement with our tertiary education sector. And I think vocational education is chronically under-resourced. And so with this move, what we are seeing is the potential for rural education to be impacted. And if we're serious about growing our domestic workforce, the government can't get away with both disestablishing Te Pukenga, but then not adequately resourcing vocational education that supports training our nurses, many of our tradies, and other professions that sustain our economy.
The government argues that restoring regional governance will allow different regions across the Motu to respond to local training and employer needs. Do the Greens see any merit in this rationale?
Not without adequate funding, and not without recognising that, for example, many of the people who are training in polytechnics are expected to then do placements without getting paid. This is why we have been supporting campaigners like Bex Howell, who has been running a paid placements campaign. And it's important that the government does not just, again, disestablish the pukenga without then adequately addressing the barriers that exist for people to enter into vocational education.
Additionally, what impacts to the tertiary education system will come from Te Pukenga's disestablishment?
Well, we risk rural communities losing access to adequate educational facilities for things like vocational training. And at a time when already we are seeing many people in rural communities having to basically move out of their hometowns to move to major urban centres to pursue education, I think it's important that the government commits to boosting the funding for vocational education, but also to support the students, many of them who are shackled with increasing debt and facing huge dropout rates from their careers because of the cost of living.
How would the Green Party like to see this addressed regarding the needs of Aotearoa's education system?
Yeah, look, I think there's merit in exploring things like paid placements. I think there's also an investigation we need to do around what does an adequately funded vocational education system look like. And at the same time, we need to support the staff and adequately pay them and adequately staff our vocational training institutes so that people can have the options to go into vocational training to support, growing our economy, growing an economy that actually works for everyone, and having enough jobs domestically so that we stop seeing people going to Australia because they see no future here in this country.
Lastly, it has been announced that the Tamaki Makaurau by-election will be held in September this year. However, the Green Party have announced that they would not be standing any candidates of their own when that happens. Can you tell us why the Green Party won't be standing a candidate in this year's by-election?
Yeah, look, first of all, I want to acknowledge the context in which this by-election is running, and we want to acknowledge Secretary Tash Kim's whānau, who are still grieving, but for us it's a matter of resources, and we're still committed to Tamaki Makaurau. We're actually, for example, running a roadshow event in South Auckland this weekend, and we've done an event in the Shore as well the week before. We're going to put our resources into the general election, and we still think that people in the electorate deserve options and deserve adequate representation, which is why we encourage people to enroll and to get out and vote in this by-election, and we'll be contesting the general election as well.
This follows on from your previous point just then, but how is the Green Party advising its supporters to approach voting in the by-election?
We encourage people to participate in this democratic process. We think it's important, and we think it's also important for them to hold the candidates accountable for their commitments to ending inequality, to protecting our natural environment, fighting for things like ending homelessness, and to have tangible solutions that will make people's lives better. And so, we want people to participate in this process, and we look forward to contesting the seat and the general election more broadly with solutions for an economy that works for everyone.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March speaking to us about the party's call to Cabinet to drop the Regulatory Standards Bill, the government's decision to return 10 polytechnics to regional governance, and the Green Party's decision not to stand a candidate in this year's Tamaki Makaurau by-election.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.